This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump is warning Syria's President Bashar al-Assad, Iran, and Russia not to recklessly attack rebel-held Idlib province. He said hundreds of thousands could be killed. In a tweet, the president said the Iranians and Russians would be making a grave humanitarian mistake in what he called this potential human tragedy. The U.S. has also warned Washington would respond to any chemical attack. Trinity University historian David Lesh doubts that will have any effect on the planned assault.
Well, I think he's checking all the boxes and making sure he's showing his opprobrium before the fact, because, frankly speaking, I don't think there's anything the United States can do about it. I think Russia and the Syrian government and their allies are dead set on taking over Idlib, either in a phased way or an all-out massive invasion.
The province of some 3 million people and surrounding areas represents the last major rebel enclave in Syria. Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif, speaking Monday in Damascus, said the job of rebuilding Syria is imminent. He said the leaders of Iran, Turkey, and Russia will meet in Tehran Friday to discuss that and dealing with the terrorist threat in Idlib. Chinese President Xi Jinping, hosting more than 50 African heads of state Monday, pledged $60 billion in new funding with no strings attached. Speaking through an interpreter, he denied his government is engaged in debt-trap diplomacy.
Government debt from China's interest-free loans due by the end of 2018 will be written off for indebted poor African countries, as well as for developing nations in the continent's interior and small island nations.
The Chinese leader told African leaders in Beijing China's cooperation is targeted at major bottlenecks to development, and financing is not intended for what he called vanity projects. This is VOA News.